After senior leaders resisted a withdrawal opposition. A leading human rights watchdog has accused U.S. forces in Afghanistan of flouting international law with arbitrary arrests, torture, and killing of prisoners. Human Rights Watch issued a report Monday charging that American soldiers have used unprovoked deadly force in capturing civilians, some of whom were then subjected to cruel and inhumane treatment, leading to deaths in custody. The report also affirmed that looting has taken place during searches of homes and that the situation at the U.S.'s Guantanamo Bay prison camp is being replicated many times in Afghanistan, with the even worse conditions at the military bases of Bagram, Kandahar, Jalalabad, and Ahmedabad. Three prisoners are known to have died during interrogation, with two of the deaths being ruled homicide by American pathologists after post-mortem examinations. U.S. officials have refused to explain what happened in any of the cases. Brad Adams, HRW's executive director for Asia, said there is no sign that serious investigations are taking place. The 50-page report entitled Enduring Freedom, Abuses by U.S. Forces in Afghanistan, is based on research in Afghanistan and Pakistan over the past 15 months. It states that while President George Bush insists that the U.S. does not mistreat detainees, independent observers are prevented from seeing them. The organization said that many of the recorded violations were in non-combat situations, and that some of the abuses were inexcusable even within the context of war. HRW acknowledged that the Americans were opposed by armed groups which paid little heed to humanitarian law or human rights, but insisted that the activities of these groups are no excuse for U.S. violations, that abuses by one party to a conflict do not justify violations by the other side. The report cites complaints by a United Nations official of cowboy-like tactics against people who generally turn out to be law-abiding citizens, including blowing doors open with grenades rather than knocking, and attacks on civilians and their homes in districts firmly under the control of Afghan government forces and where there was no evidence of any armed opposition. It made reference to the two recent U.S. attacks in residential areas in which 15 small children were killed.